Alright, beginning now the third shar. Bevir shem tzadik o chasid ber hetev ve'en yekayem adam shte bechinot elu be'inyan ma'ase. So this is an explanation of the name tzadik or chasid, righteous or pious, ber hetev. It's a clear explanation. Ve'ech yekayem ha'adam shtei bechinot elu be'inyan ma'aseh. And how does one practically achieve these two levels? What's nice about this particular shar is that it is also sort of a sikum, sort of a summary of the last two that we've already seen, and therefore help us get us back into the sefer after this break. Hina ish asher nidavarucho otan liobal etaher ulitkadesh lekabel alav ol machut shemayim al mitata. Now, regarding the tzaddik or the chassid, the righteous or the pious, and we'll explain the difference momentarily, what makes them different to begin with from the average person? What makes them different is this aspect. Ashen nidavah ruho, that he has dedicated his spirit. He has dedicated his heart. He had dedicated his being. And in this way, he comes to purify and to sanctify himself and to accept upon himself the yoke of heaven in truth. In the Mesillat Yesharim by Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzado, the first three madrigot, the first three levels which are discussed, zihrut, zrizut, and nikiut, a person being watchful, mindful, and monitoring of one's own deeds, protecting himself from sin, being zariz, being zealous, exuberant to fulfill God's will. Those are the first two. And the third is nikiut, is cleanliness, is not lying to oneself about what is right and wrong, is taking upon oneself to learn, to study, and to know what in fact really is good and bad, what is right, what is the path to travel on. So this person, what makes him different is this third aspect, nikiut, that he has taken upon himself to not lie to himself. He has taken upon himself to purify himself. Now there are two different levels of this purification, and there's two different levels in this nidava, in this giving over and dedication of oneself to God. But at the lowest level, this is something which is expected from all of us. The lowest level, which is just simply what is right, what is wrong, and knowing what is right and what is wrong, and moving with that. So when we're talking now about the tzaddik and we're talking about the chassid, we're talking about those that have now decided to fulfill their obligation. So what then does a person do when he decides to dedicate himself to fulfill God's will and to fulfill it honestly, to truly do what Hashem asks of us, not to allow any gray, not to allow any area within our system of beliefs that is questionable as to its truth, to ask Rabbanim, to ask Shelot, to ask questions of the rabbis and know what is right and wrong. Asilah Harav. If a person should make for himself a rabbi, should select someone that he can go to and he can ask, is this right? Is this wrong? Is what I'm doing according to the Torah? Is what I'm doing according to Jewish law? What then does he do? Yachin atzmo b'chol kocho v'yizdarez l'kayem kol tariag mitzvot. that person prepares himself with all of his might. And zealously he moves to fulfill all of the 613 mitzvot. Ki b'kiyumam yushlamo taryag yevarim v'gidim shel nafsho asich li p'niskar. By a person fulfilling the 613 mitzvot, he brings completion and wholeness to his spiritual limbs, to his spiritual connective tissue. Who does not wish to be healthy and whole in a physical sense? All the more so on a spiritual sense. It's incumbent upon each and every one of us to take upon ourselves to do that which we can to be whole. Just like there's an idea of sickness on the physical plane, so there's also sickness on the spiritual plane. And this is where there is lacking of the vital energies of life on that spiritual side. Rav Chaim Vital now explains to us this idea of holding back from doing the positive, or God forbid, coming to violate any one of these mitzvot. Ki im techaser mimenu mitzvah achat min ramach mitzvot aseh, adayin uchaser ever echad minafsho. That if a person is to hold back from performing one of the 248 mitzvot that are positive, that require our positive action and doing, that if he holds back, then it's as if that person is missing one of his limbs. It's as if he is missing one of the functional parts of his spiritual body. He's lacking in his very form. Ach mi shemekayim va'avar amitzvachat mishasa mitzvah lo taseh nikra balmum mamash. But there is though something else, which is that if a person was to violate one of the 613 mitzvot lo taseh, one of the negative commandments, that would actually cause a clogging of the arteries, the spiritual way, the spiritual path of flow from one limb to the other. So even if a person was doing all that which was good, but he nevertheless allowed himself to partake in those things which God said to hold back from, he literally builds a plaque within that connective tissue. He literally closes up the very pipes that connect one limb to the other, causing true damage to one's spiritual being. Not just a lack in terms of a functional part, but an actual corruption within his being. Ki nitavet atzinor vehegid hamamshich hashefa be'evarim. Because he actually causes a thickening of the pipes and the connective tissue that brings the shefa between the various limbs. What we see from here very clearly is that the fulfillment of the mitzvot, they are the very lifeblood of our existence. They are who we are on a spiritual plane. And as we understand from the previous chapters, all that which is in the physical plane is a clothing around the spiritual and receives its sustenance from the spiritual plane. Therefore, if we were to hold back on the spiritual side, we'd also be causing damage, ultimately speaking, even into the physical. When a person contemplates this and realizes this, he'll understand that his entire existence, his physical being, and more importantly, his spiritual being, is completely and totally wrapped up into the mitzvot. Now, a person who has taken upon himself, he's dedicated himself, but has not yet fulfilled all of the mitzvot, that person is called a tzaddik. He's already called righteous, but he's called tzaddik she'enu gamur. He is called a righteous person who is not complete, as we understand from here, because he's lacking in terms of his spiritual makeup. He's lacking those limbs. There are many mitzvot in our time which are not possible to be fulfilled. And in fact, even in the time when we had the Beit HaMikdash and we were living in Israel, if you're not a Kohen, you wouldn't be able to fulfill the mitzvot of a Kohen. If you're not a Levi, you cannot fulfill the mitzvot of a Levi. Nevertheless, the entire body of Torah is something which we can perform even in our day. True, it may not be on the level of the actual kiyum maaseh, the actual establishment of deed, and therefore a drawing down of that which is spiritual to the most physical, and having the greatest effect. Nevertheless, in terms of completing our spiritual being and self, it is possible for us to still fulfill all of the mitzvot. V'kasher yikayem kulam, and when he fulfills all of them, then he's called a tzaddik gamur. He's considered to be a complete tzaddik. And that can be done through doing all the mitzvot that he can do, and by in-depth learning of the mitzvot that he cannot do. By learning about the service in the Beit HaMikdash, by learning about the various construction and the various measures of all that which existed in the Beit HaMikdash. Each and every one of us can go ahead and fulfill the mitzvot in that particular function and manner. God willing, we'll see, speaking of our days, that Mashiach will come, and that we will actually be able to go and fulfill on a physical plane also all that which God has asked of us. Nevertheless, we do our best to do that which we can, and we strive and move forward to do all that which is possible to be a tzaddik gamur, to be complete and total and whole in our spiritual self. Rav Chaim Vital now brings us to the next level, the discussion of that which is beyond the tzaddik, that of the chassid, the pious one. Ela shadayin lo niknu bo gam ken kol hamidot tovot beteva gamur. Now, one who has still not yet acquired all of the good traits and completely absorbed them into his nature, nevertheless, he has acquired many good traits, and he is working to perfect those good traits, and he has committed himself to go beyond just the fulfillment of the mitzvah, but the fulfillment of the mitzvah in a pristine way, namely through good midot, through good character. As can be recalled from the previous shiurim, between the spiritual and the physical, there is a memutze, there is a middle ground. This middle ground is where our character is. It's where our traits are. It's where our means of interfacing between the spiritual and physical, and therefore between each other, exists. Everything passes through there. So there, in that place, when one is working to perfect those midot, those traits, but yet has not yet completed that process of perfection, that person, he is called a chassid. He's called a pious person. Ad shekayem atariag mitzvot besimcha ma'ahava b'li gro yetzara klal yan nizdachech hachomer legamrei. But now, when a person fulfills all of the 613 mitzvot, and he fulfills them with simcha, with happiness, and with love, without any interruption, any meddling of the Yetzer Hara, and with a complete and total cleaning of his physical being, meaning that he has ordered his character, his traits, and his person to be like the traits of his Creator. How does one become godly? By being godly. How does one become compassionate? By being compassionate. Through acts of compassion, we connect to that which is compassionate, namely our Creator. And in doing so, our physicality is transformed. This middle ground where the traits are connects to the spiritual, connects to the physical. And when things are set in order at that place, everything connects and comes together. When you think of a holy person, what do you think of? You think of a person with refined character and traits. Without any question, this is a person who is a tremendous Talmid Chacham, a person who has a tremendous knowledge of Torah. He's a person who is known to fulfill the mitzvot with all the zeal and all the carefulness that would be due to fulfillment of God's will. But most importantly, when you think of a truly righteous person, you think of his character, you think of his traits, you think of his being. And that person who has perfected that, that is a complete righteous individual, a complete pious individual, a chassid. V'chena amru rabbeinu zal, our rabbis have taught us, Gemara Baba Kama, Hayman debai lemahave chassida lekayim milei de pirkei avot. How does a person become a chassid, become pious? Through the fulfillment of the words of Pirkei Avot. Shebehem zichro kinyan midot tovot. Because there, in Pirkei Avot, is the discussion of good traits, of good character. Kamo shamru rabbeinu zal, as we find our rabbi stating in Pirkei Avot, Rabbi Omer, Ezel hi derech yeshara, what is the straight path, the proper path? Hakav yibim halal omer, histakel b'shlosh devarim, look into three things, and so forth and so on, and the various other languages and Mishnayot, each one precious pearls of how to be a servant of God, to be one who reveals his will in this world, which is our mission and goal. וזהו מה שנתכוון עקביה באומרו ואי אתה בא לידי עבירה. And this is what was meant by Kavya when he said like this. If it comes to you a sin, Rutsan Lumar Lideha Yetzahara, that means to say, if the Yetzahara comes upon you, Hagorim Lecha Avira, which is what's going to cause you to sin. That moment when a person is attacked by his Yetzahara. So Kavya gave us advice. We drag it to the Beis Medrash. We bring it to Torah. And ki Yetzahara atzmo yipatel mimcha, and what will happen is the Yetzahara will be removed from you. כי אם היצהרה קיים ומונע עצמו בגבורה שלא לעבור, הבל למימר ואין אתה עובר עבירה. Because that is the case, that if not for the יצהרה, he wouldn't be doing an עבירה. Because truly, the very essence of the Jew, the very essence of his being, his soul, his holy soul, only desires to do that which is right, only desires to fulfill God's will. What is holding back that desire and will, that is the Yetzahara. That is those desires which come about within us when that middle layer, that layer that stands between the spiritual and the physical, where our midot are, where our traits are, when it is improperly aligned, meaning when it is not working and directing and moving according to the will of God. When we make our will His will, then His will be our will, meaning everything will be unified. Then there's no room for the Yetzirah. All is elevated and spiritual. The Yetzirah comes from that lack of revelation of God's will. It's in that place when we've masked over what God wants with what we want. It's in that emptiness that physical desires pray and take hold. Klalole, what comes from this in general? What's the bottom line? Ki kiyum tariag mitzvot ayedei hayot yetzahara ba'adam v'hu mitgaber alav nikra tzadik. So the person who fulfills the 613 mitzvot, but nevertheless he has within him a yetzahara, he has within him these physical desires as a result of the fact that his midot have not yet been perfected, but nevertheless he overcomes them, he overcomes those desires, and nevertheless he goes and he fulfills God's will. That's called a tzaddik. That's called a righteous person. Ukshiyakayem al yedei bitul hayetzahara. But now when he fulfills the mitzvot, with the yetzahara having been voided from his existence, from his being, shezei yoreh kinyan midot tovo b'teva gamor, that this, meaning the lack of Yetzahara, the lack of desire, is a sign to the fact that his midot, his traits, they have been completely and totally internalized and absorbed. That his very being and core has changed to move in the fashion that God desires. Hineze nikra chasid gamur. That is called a complete Chassid, a complete pious person. Rav Chaim Vital now introduces us to a third level. Od yesh madrigat chassidut l'malam ezu she'en l'malam imena v'aish hazeh nikra kadosh. This third level is called the Holy One, a holy person. He's not only righteous and pious, but he's holy. And this is the highest level that a human being can attain. V'hi nizkeret b'sefer ha'tikunim v'sefer ha'zohar b'mekomot harbeh. And this is mentioned many times within the Tikkun Zohar and within the Zohar proper in various places. What is that makes this person holy? What makes him different? And the difference is like this. Ki ma she'amar b'Torah enu litol pras klal atzmo. All that which he does for the service of Torah, and all of that he does in his deeds, in his learning, in his being, it's not for him to be able to receive a reward. Not at all. It's not for himself that he does this. Why then does he do it? Lasot nahat ruach liyotzro, in order to give a sweet sense to his Creator. What's meant by that? I'll give an example from an interesting conversation I had with my daughter. We were in the car. We went to go visit my mother, who had a bit of a cold. And on the way, my daughter asked me an interesting question. She says, "Abba, what would be a present for God? What would be a gift for God?" Well, I thought for a moment. I said, "Well, of course, doing mitzvot." My daughter very astutely answered, "But that's what God wants from us. It's what he asked us to do. That can't be a present. That's just doing what he asked. We have to do that." So I thought for a moment more, and then I answered her. She says, "You know what it is? It's to do a mitzvah with ahava, with love, with passion. It's to do a mitzvah with cheshek, with desire." And my daughter, she then gave me an example. It's just, yeah, it's like when Ima tells us that we need to make our beds and that we need to clean up. And we go and we do it, and we sing and we smile and we're happy and we show her how much we love doing this that she asked. That Ima's happy. We don't get screamed at. But that was just the point. What is it that we need to be doing? Now certainly, not overnight are we going to become holy. But by practicing this aspect of holiness, can we at least try and reach to be a tzaddik, to be righteous, which is in all of our hands, to do the mitzvot, to guard ourselves from any averot, that we can do. To do positive things and not sin, that's in each and every one of our hands. And to not lie to ourselves, and to seek out Torah in its truth, to ask questions of our rabbis, what really is right, what really is wrong, and to not lie to ourselves, that's in our hands. So what can we do? That's what we can do. What more though can we do? What can we learn, though, from this level of the Kadosh, of the Holy One? Of a person who's reached these highest levels? What can we internalize and bring down to us? That we can give Hashem a gift. That we can put a smile on His face, so to speak. It's the lashon here of Rav Chaim Vital, so nachat ruach liyotzro, to create a sweet sense for our Creator. What is it then that we can do? We can do a mitzvah with passion, with desire. We can fulfill God's Torah as if it is something of tremendous value and worth beyond anything that we can possibly think of. For truly, that is what it is. But we can act like that. With that sort of passion, we can change our core being and work ourselves through being a tzaddik and doing what's right into being a chassid, into being pious. And perhaps even reaching this highest level of being kadosh. But this important lesson we can internalize now here where we are. To do a mitzvah with passion and desire and love. Nimsa kishi asok b'torah u'mitzvot u'v'midot tovot hanikra chasid k'nizkal el. So what we see is that when a person is osik, when he is dealing with Torah and mitzvot and good traits and character, that he's called a chasid, he's called pious, as we mentioned above. Im hitarva bo kavanat kibul ezeschar hu chasid latzmo. A person who has any mixture within himself of thinking about how this mitzvah is positive for him and his family, etc., for his community, for what's around. While all these things are good and all these things are important for us to understand and know. But in our fulfillment of the mitzvah, if that becomes mixed in, that's called a chassid, that's called a pious person for oneself, latzmo. Halavai, we should be there. But when we move beyond that, or when a person moves beyond that, but one who looks to bring kindness and chesed to his creator, nikra chasid v'kadosh, that is called a person who is pious and holy. Yan ki nizachech mekol minei tuma v'kidesh atzmo b'kdushato yibarach. And so by acting in this fashion, meaning having acquired good midot and having fulfilled the mitzvot with good midot and having and working towards fulfilling the mitzvot with passion for the sake of our Creator, that we wish that He should see and find joy in what we do for His sake. That by way of that, just like the physicality of ourselves was transformed through the positive and good midot, the good character that we acquired becoming a chassid, becoming pious, so now also the various forms of tumah, the various impurities, they fall away. And a person is sanctified in the holiness of God for all his being and existence is directed towards one goal of being gomel chesed im kono, of performing the mitzvot with desire and passion for God's sake. Ki lashon kedusha, lashon hachana v'hazmana. The language of kedusha, of holiness, is a language which means preparation. Kamo itkatshu l'machar v'chaten. For example, as we say in Bamidbar, that they prepared themselves for the next day and they ate. Ki osei atzmo merkava kedushato yiparach. Because for him, for that person who is doing mitzvot in this fashion, he is making for himself, he is preparing himself to be a chariot for God's holiness. He doesn't think about his own honor. He doesn't think about what is the world going to think about me. He thinks about what he can do for God, because this is God's world and God will take care of it. God takes people like this and he uses them. That's their reward, that they become the means for revelation in an open and revealed way to the world. A person who is holy is a person who is ready to move forward, to charge head first, to do all that which is necessary, all that which God wants of him, without concern for himself. El lichvod kono, but rather for the honor of his creator. For as we know, where one's own honor is, God's honor is not. There's only room inside of you for one of you, you or God. We need to choose. That's our ultimate challenge that we work through every day. Defeating gava, defeating pride, self-centeredness. To become holy, a chariot for God's will. And the very famous Braita, which the entire Mesilat Yesharim is developed on, by Rav Pinchas ben Yair. It is there, it is that in Braita, that we see the steps clearly outlined to us. Torah, Mividei Zehirot, Zehirot Mividei Zrizut, Zrizut Mividei Nekiut, the levels of a tzaddik, watchfulness, zeal, cleanliness, not lying to oneself, Prishut, Tahara, Chasidut, separation, even from that which will bring one to sin, even that which is permissible, purifying oneself by not allowing his mind to drift in the areas that will ultimately lead him to improper thoughts, and doing more for his Creator than just get by, but striving to give him, to give God nachat ruach, a benefit from us, that he should be happy with us. And then beyond that, the levels of anava, yiret chet, and kedusha, of humility, of the fear of sin, the fear that inside of a being there should be even the smallest element of negativity, the smallest element that works against God, sin. And ultimately, kedusha, holiness, and the coming close to the Creator. And all of this, as we know, when a person moves and achieves and works through being a tzaddik, a chassid, and a kadosh, all this leads to Ruach HaKodesh, it leads to the Holy Spirit, it leads to a revelation in this world of God's will. And like a candle in the darkness, tremendous light comes forth from this. And one by one, as the Jewish people achieve these levels, Mashiach Tzidkenu, Mashiach then comes to the world with Tchiyat HaMeitim. Ki zu chasidut shlema haba achar kedusha v'hi yamvi alidei ruach hakodesh. This is the ultimate level of holiness, where everything is for the sake of the Creator and not for the sake of oneself. A complete nullification of one's own sense of self to the sense of God's will being fulfilled and being revealed here in this world. That is what brings Ruach HaKodesh. And what then is this light that's brought to the world? This light is revelation. Magalu Razei Torah is revelation of the secrets of Torah. V'nasekimayin mitgaber, that person then becomes like a well flowing forth for the Jewish people. A point in time and space where the infinite becomes revealed. A point in time and space that brings time and space to its completion and fruition. And God willing, we'll see Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehreh v'yomeinu with that completion speedily in our days. Amen.